Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hey, Cheryl. My name is Sylvia. I'm calling from Home Depot on Brody Lane, 6570.
Okay. And what was that name again?
So, Sylvia.
Sylvia, how may I help you, Miss Sylvia?
So I have a purchase order number. It's 7042.
One moment, Miss Sylvia. Let me go to that screen.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
7042.
4975. Right. It's for Jennifer Cameron.
One moment. And you say your store number is 6570?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me put that in front.
Mm-hmm.
See if it'll pull that up. All right. Now you can verify that customer's name.
Jennifer Cameron.
And her address?
The address for her is going to be 10809 Tallisboro Cove?
In Austin, Texas? Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. 78739.
Okay. How may I help you with this order, Sylvia?
So the reason I was calling is because whoever did this did not put a model number of the merchandise that's going to be installed, and it wasn't able to determine a price of anything from you all. I have the model number now of what's going to be installed, and I need to know what kind of price it's going to be.
Okay, did you upload that information on the order and put it in ICAT?
No, I'm talking to you as I'm talking now, but I can do that right now. Hang on.
It needs to be uploaded in there. Because that's where the technician will go to pull that information.
Okay, so I'm going to go into the purchase order that I just told you, which is 7042-4975. Okay. And I'm going to put a note in here to the it's Department 2026, right? I mean 29. The model number for this measure will be, what is it? LWS3036ST. All right. Okay. Can you see it now? Hold on.
All right. And you said the model number is going to be LWS3036ST?
Yes.
Okay, so now what will happen, the technician will take a look at that, and they will be the one to respond and give you pricing. It won't be this evening because, of course, the technicians have gone in for tonight, but all you have to do is check that order number tomorrow.
Okay. How quick is it going for y'all to be installing stuff like this?
Just all depending on how soon the customer will have the appliance in their home.
Okay. Their appliance is going to be already, let me check the date. Hold on. Because I have that here. Oh, it says delivery is March the 4th.
Okay, well, once they get this model number with what the measurements they did, If they said the unit will fit, then they will call the customer and set up an installation date with her. Now, have a installation order been created?
What does that mean?
That means an order showing
no,
that.
No, you know what? It hasn't. The reason it hasn't. Well, you know what? Wait a minute. Because I think you paid. I don't think I have a PO. I don't think I have a purchase order for the installation yet. Because
okay.
The measure came back without any information because no one sent the model number of the item that needed to be measured. If I'm not mistaken. Let me go back and look at the PO that has the installation for this oven, and let me see what it says on here, because the only thing I saw was that 704-24975. Let me see. Yeah, I don't have one that's created. I only have the $69 that he paid for y'all to go out and measure.
Okay. All right. Well, once he sends that information over, then you will be able to see what the price is, and y'all can go on and set up the installation PO.
One. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
all right. Anything else,
Sylvia? No, that's it, Michelle. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, baby.